This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
What the hell are you talking about, Darts? You know what you signed up for? What did you sign up for at the start of the season? This was going to be a rebuild. This was always going to take time. You were going to lose games every night. Dropping to Chicago 7-4. Losing to Toronto 7-2. That was in the cards as we try and get premier talent in this league. And he stands up there and goes, guess what? I got no interest in this. Are you serious? What are you, Doc Rivers? Hey, I won three games. I don't get credit for that. When you need four to close out a series, it's embarrassing. And quite frankly, I do think deserves to pretty much fire his ass.
Boom! The voice of Broach yesterday. I mean, he lit up John Tortorella yesterday on his appearance in the afternoon show. And you know what, Hugh? Maybe the Flyers were listening because they canned Tortorella this morning.
You know, like, one of my favorite things ever is to hear Bros crash out, because the crash outs that Bros have are epic.
He's an all-time screamer. I love fired
up Bros.
He's
old school radio.
Yeah,
he's old school radio.
He's great.
But if we're being honest, we saw that coming. That's one of those ones that, you know, when you hear it, you remember on Jerry Maguire when he wrote the manifesto?
Yes.
And he sent it to the company? Mm-hmm. And was it the Bart Sugar or whatever his name was? Yeah, he about to get fired in the morning. You knew that was coming. When you sat there in a press conference and you're talking about the team, and one of the things that comes out your mouth, the thing that everybody heard was like, yeah, I don't feel like doing this anymore. I didn't really want to sign up for this.
I said yesterday, I felt like he was trying to get fired.
No, and he's a smart guy. We talked about it yesterday. He's a smart man. I don't see him as a guy that he's calculated in his thought process.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, he knew what he was doing because that's what he wanted to do. You know what he reminds me of? Urban Meyer. Remember Urban Meyer
when he stayed behind?
When he was with the young lady at the spot.
When he didn't take the team plane home.
But when he was at Ohio State, he stepped down for health reasons.
Yes, yes.
No, excuse me. It was Florida first. And then it was Ohio State.
Yep.
But this is kind of the same thing. And then we were in the meeting talking, and I think it was Mike said something about, this is kind of his MO. So, yeah, he got tired of it.
Well, let's get the scoop. What actually happened?
The tea.
What happened with the Flyers and John Tortorella? Joining us now, Ashlyn Sullivan, NBC Sports Philadelphia, of course, also with us here at WIP, and the Flyers with the podcast with Al and post-games, pre-games. Ashlyn, how you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. It's been quite a morning. When stuff like this happens, you are raring to go. So we just got back from NBC, handled all this breaking news, and have a game tonight, which is pretty wild that the Flyers still have 8 games on the season. There is a game tonight that I know people are clamoring for against Montreal. So it's pretty wild that we'll now focus and shift our attention to covering a game when obviously there is much bigger news here today.
So, Ashley, were you at the press conference when all of this happened?
I was not at the post-game press conference 2 days ago. We had it live on our air, and it's funny, my producer, Joe Fordyce, Torts is great in post-game press conferences. You never really know what he's going to say. And Joe said in my ear, as I was teasing the presser, he's like, this is the best one yet. Like, just tell fans, just wait for this. Like, you're going to want to stay and watch this. So I never know what he's going to say either. And it was jarring, his comments. And it came off of just last week, I did a sit-down interview with Torts that aired on NBC Sports Philadelphia, and he had talked about how a lot of times when he's fresh off a game, fresh off a loss, how a lot of times he regrets the way he shared messages or says something post-game. But to be that blunt and matter-of-fact, frankly, it showed me that he was always on board with the way Danny Briere, Keith Jones, Dan Hilferty wanted to strip down this roster, go back to this rebuild that we saw at the trade deadline. But I think you frankly have just seen the past couple of games the lack of talent that is on this roster and how long this is truly going to take to become a contender. I think it was jarring and eye-opening to all of us these past couple of games, how blatant the lack of talent has been on the ice.
Ashlyn, you mentioned those post-game pressers. Had this been building at all? Did you have a feeling something like this could be coming, or did the switch just flip the other way and he's just like, I'm kind of checked out? Because when a head coach says, I didn't sign up for this and the season's not over, that's a lot. Yeah, that's an all-timer. Did you see this coming, or did it kind of blindside you when you heard him?
I didn't see this coming, and frankly, I don't think Torts meant – I think when you listen to the press conference and you see it on paper, it's two very different things. Torts had told me in the sit-down interview, and I always knew this was going to be tricky, that he was still going to continue to push his players despite the losing streak, despite the obvious lack of talent on the roster. He wasn't going to let up. That's just not in his DNA. So we saw last game they're losing to Toronto 7-2. He benches Cam York, a starting defenseman that normally plays 20-plus minutes, benched him for 2 periods. Cam York made an egregious mistake on a goal. In my opinion, deserved to sit a shift. But to bench him 2 periods, that's that line that I think Torts was always going to have a really tough time crossing on a losing team with young players. How do you still get your message across with guys that are on this losing streak when the season is obviously very over? I did think Torts, sadly, was going to get fired at the end of the season. I just felt like it was time for a fresh new voice. It's very clear the past 2 games, to me, it looks like the effort wasn't there, and that was something that Danny Briere has always said you can't have with the Flyers organization. There has to be effort every single night. That's what this team is known for. So the minute you see that, then yeah, I think it is time to make a change.
So Ashton, I'm curious, did you think that his obviously the message got stale, or was he talking too rough to the players? I mean, what was it? What was it exactly that you could talk about that really happened, why this relationship went the way that it went?
Well, especially with Cam York, he's always had a pretty tough relationship with Cam York. I really appreciate Torts' honesty, and frankly, I think the Flyers players need to take some accountability in this. Yes, there is an obvious shift in talent when you trade a Scott Laughton and a Joel Farabee, a Morgan Frost at the trade deadline, but there are some players, especially on defense, that are making egregious mistakes against a team like Chicago that the Flyers are butt in the rankings. So, to me, I think players do need to look themselves in the mirror. I look at Travis Konechny, for example, the first period against Toronto, some grade-A scoring chances where he frankly just doesn't shoot the puck. So I understand there are differences, and I understand Torts is brutally honest, but many players have told me they like that about him. They like that style of coaching. And if I'm a player, I don't want my coach to all of a sudden give up and just say, you know what, Cam York, go make those mistakes. No big deal. Like, I think the style of coaching Torts had should stay consistent. From what I understand, it did. The biggest fear was, were the players going to stop responding? And you know this as a former athlete. I can't speak to this, but I don't think a player should just all of a sudden check out on a coach because of a losing streak or because a message is becoming stale. Like, to me, I think the lack of accountability a little bit in the locker room is bothersome to me more so than the coaching change.
Yeah, because like listening to this story and seeing how it went, because Torts signed up for it at the beginning of the season. He was excited about it. He knew exactly what he was doing. But if the players aren't buying into it, I mean, that's
then
kind of a tough spot.
Then why is that Torch's fault? Right. That's kind of like what I'm getting at. It's like, I get it. I get fans want to change. They should want to change. Flyer fans have been nothing but patient. But look at what Torch is dealing with on the ice. And then look at the mistakes that are being made. I'd bench him too.
I think most fans would. Yeah, I think most fans would too. So, I mean, I get his frustration, and now the Flyers got to start over at head coach. Ashley, we appreciate you hopping on and giving us some insight into this wacky story here.
Yeah,
but
wild.
The Flyers trying to sell some headlines. Yeah, it's wacky.
Thank you, guys.
You got it. Thank you, Ashlyn. There she goes. Ashlyn Sullivan, NBC Sports Philadelphia, and of course with us here at WIP and the Hot Flyers podcast with Al Morgani there. I mean, she gave us the facts there and her opinion. I still give Bro some credit. I think yesterday.
You think Bros did it?
Yeah, I think the Flyers were listening, and they heard Bros, and they were like, yeah, we got to get him.
What the hell are you talking about, Dortch?
No,
if I'm running the Flyers, if I'm Jonesy, and I hear that, I'm like, I got to get the coach out of here.
The best was when Brody was on the phone with the caller, and he was like, dude, what are you doing?
This is the dumbest phone call I've ever taken in my life. You know, fired up, Rhodes is great. All right, 215-592-9494. For this hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got to get to our Twitter questions. I think at least one, if not two, Twitter questions up today. Did you do Hugh Dirty on the bowl prediction one, or did we not do that?
I didn't. I started to play nice today because it's opening day.
That's nice of you. What a kind producer. All right, the Phillies win total this season will be over or under 90.5 victories. 74%. What do you think they're voting, Hugh? Over or under? It's the total is 74% versus 26. Where do you think people are at? Over or under 90.5 victories?
This is the tough one. Because I want to be optimistic, but I feel like I know this fan base just a little bit. I'm going to still say over.
They are. The 70% are saying over 90.5.
But, you know, I remember the thing that most people that this is the radio station, they don't call in. I was trying to piece it together with the people that called in. But, yeah, I feel
it does fit our callers, though. I would say 70% of people are over 90 that have given us a prediction so far. Okay. We've had the stray 89, 88. We had one guy at 83, which was a lot.
We have a lineup.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Do you want to take a guess?
Yes. Okay. Trey Turner leading
Correct.
Off and
yep.
playing shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper batting second and playing first base.
Mm-hmm.
Alec Bohm playing third base and batting third.
Correct.
Kyle Schwarber, the DH, batting fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth is either going to be Castellanos or Real Muto. It's got to be one of those.
Real Muto.
Real Muto catching, batting fifth.
Yep.
Sixth, Max Kepler.
Yes.
In left field.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh is Castellanos.
Yep.
In right field. Eighth is going to be. So we haven't had Stott or Marsh yet?
It's Bryson Stott.
Stott and Marsh.
And then Marsh, yep.
Okay.
So Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber, Real Muto, Kepler, Castellanos, Stott, Marsh, opening day lineup.
You know, that's a pretty, the first thing I thought of there, Hugh, is two things came to mind first. We're going with the lefty-righty lineup, right? So today's the lineup against lefties. Turner is the leadoff hitter today. Second thing is, that's a boost for Real Muto, because Real Muto was sitting more towards the bottom at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. Now he's five. And it also is a pretty high spot for Kepler, who just got here. We were talking to Jack about Kepler, the guy they signed for the one-year, $10 million deal. He's above Castellanos in the lineup. I know Topper likes to go lefty-righty, but that's interesting that Kepler's above Castellanos in the lineup.
Yeah. I'm just waiting to see the leadoff hitter, how he's going to fare, man. Because that's the guy that has to get the party started. With that lineup and that kind of speed that you have at the top of the order and those guys, he has to be the one to get the party started.
All eyes on Trey Turner, 4:05 today.
Definitely.
In D.C. against Mackenzie Gore and the Nats. All right, there's your lineup. Turner leading off opening day. 215-592-9494. For back to the phone lines here. Rob in Delco is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, boys. How you doing, Hugh? How you doing, Joe?
What's going
on? Hey, Rob.
Listen, I got a guess for you at the end with a bowl. I think I got the bowl prediction. But listen, you know me. I would like to make a change when I call in. I like to name My name be changed to Rainbow Rob after that call from Ron from Monaco, okay? Because it'd be tough and critical, as you know, on some of these teams. He makes me look like a rainbow, who? He makes me look like sunshine.
He makes you seem super positive. Ron was the way Ron was talking there, I thought he was going to have under 500 with his total wins.
Now, listen, when I'm ripping, like, a lot of things I'm ripping nowhere. Just, like, with Ron's point of view, I was like, why bother watching the season? Like, just don't even turn them on.
Well, I mean, Ron wanted to fire Doug Peterson the year after they won the Super Bowl. Ooh, so this is who Ron is, yeah.
I've been wrong about stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. People can jump after me, too. Get on my case, too. But, man, he makes me look like a rainbows and unicorns and sunshine.
Yeah, that's okay to be wrong. We're all wrong every day on WIP. That's what we do. Some of us can admit it. Others pretend they're never wrong.
And no offense, Ashton's great. The one you had on doing the Flyers talk, but I think I've had my Flyers fill for the rest of the year. How's
well,
that was our
Flyers fill for a while.
For the rest of the year.
They tried to hijack opening day. You believe these guys?
Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable. No. I mean, they're a joke, and the Sixers are a joke. And listen, I like Torts. Stick with a coach, though. You know what I mean? Eventually, you got to stick with a guy.
Well, I know, but I think he tried to get himself fired. I mean,
he checked out.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do when the coach says, I don't know if I want to do this job anymore?
These guys are thoroughly irritating.
It's like if your spouse says, I don't know if I want to be married anymore. What are you supposed to say? Like, all right.
You got to let him go.
If he didn't say that, she said they were going to probably can him anyway. So he thinks he saw the writing on the wall, and that's why he said he.
Yeah, man, you might be right. Maybe jump them. Yeah,
that was a lot to digest, though.
I think Bo's got him fired personally. Rob, what do you got for us on the record? Phillies wins.
Phil, I'm going to go with the year I graduated high school. It's a nice number, 91.
Okay? 91 for Rob. And wow, you're right over that 90.5. You know, total on FanDuel there. So 91. How far are they going in the playoffs?
They're going to get bounced in the opening round again.
Yeah.
I just whether that's the wild card round or, you know, they win the division and they play in the DS, whatever it is, whatever the first opportunity is, they're going to get bounced in the first round because I just don't see a leopard changing his stripes. I don't see Trey Turner.
Spots.
I guarantee you right now, I'm going to tell you right now, okay, remember the next time I call you, the first pitch that Trey Turner gets is going to be the one just off the plate. I guarantee he's going to flail at it. I guarantee he's going to swing.
I can't
do that.
His first
swing?
The first pitch.
Yeah.
No.
I need a good tone set for the. I need a good tone set for the season.
No, he's going to take the first pitch. He's taking the first.
Rob, what do you got? Give us a bold prediction. Bold prediction.
I was thinking about the one guy kind of gave me an idea when he mentioned Justin Crawford. Mm-hmm. Okay, whenever Andrew Painter gets caught up, June, July-ish, whenever it is, okay? By the end of September, entering the postseason, he will be the Phillies' number two starter.
Ooh, wow. Painter, the number two starter. Rob, that's a bold prediction. Best bold prediction we get today. We'll win a $100 gift card to Sunoco there.
You said Painter's going to end up the number two?
Number two starter.
How?
Well, I guess he's that good.
Yeah, I guess he's going to be throwing that heat.
Or we have some problems in the rotation, injuries.
Yeah, that says more to me about what happens with the other guys than Painter.
I am excited to watch Painter, though. I mean, you mentioned you 2 years ago in spring training. He was the story.
He was the whole bus.
Yeah.
Like, he was going to be that guy. And they tried to, initially, they didn't want to have Tommy John surgery. They kind of slow played a little bit. And he had to have it, and they just kind of, you know, after that, it was over. But yeah, they're excited about him.
The first time I watched Andrew Painter pitch, just like highlights and, he had 2 innings he pitched at a time when he first got to the professional ranks. When I saw him, I thought of Justin Verlander. He looks like he's a little taller, but like he's got that lanky frame, and the ball just explodes out of his hand. I mean, he threw 98, 99 and looked like he wasn't even trying. I mean, he has incredible potential, and I can't wait to see how they use him. I know Jack said he doesn't think they'll put him in the bullpen. I don't know, Kyle. If their starting rotation is rolling and healthy and their bullpen is struggling, I'd be okay with it. I mean, I don't know how many innings he has to offer this season, but if he's ready and they don't need a starter and they could use an arm in the bullpen, imagine him coming out for 2 innings at a time in October. He lights out.
Well, you heard Joe from the Northeast. Jack has no idea what he's talking about.
Well, it's been established.
When it comes to baseball. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, they need to find a way to use Andrew Painter, whether it's out of the bullpen or in the starting rotation. They put Ranger in the bullpen. Like, you can never go into a postseason with too much pitching.
No, I mean, and the Dodgers do this every year. They just find a way to mix and match all their arms and figure it out. Tyler in Delaware, he's fired up for opening day. What's up, Tyler?
Gilio and my main man, Hugh. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, man?
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
In the words of Cool and the Gang, the song Fresh, he's fresh.
Exciting. He's so excited to me.
Baby.
Oh, yeah, he's singing something else. My bad. I'm sorry.
No. I know the song, but we're dubbing it for opening day.
Got you.
It's a fresh
got you.
Yeah, follow along.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. I don't do a good job of following directions most times. What? I don't do a good job sometimes of following directions.
I feel bad for your coaches back in the day.
Yeah, they let me have
it. Does she do anything for us?
Yeah. Don't follow directions.
No, I gotta work on that too, Hugh. It's all good. I gotta say, I got the whole prompter. I got the screen set up here at home. I'm following along. The comment section on YouTube, y'all, has been hilarious.
I'm
a little nervous about that.
I already know. They've been killing me.
Yeah, have they? For what? The blended in?
We've gotten some good memes about Hugh.
Yeah, they're blended in. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, I can imagine. Y'all are just so mean and hurtful.
Hey, Joe. This one guy said, looks like Joe G polished the dome today.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I shaved the head last night. Yep. Every other night. We do that every other night. So, yeah, I did it just for the people on YouTube. Yep, I had to do that.
You buffed it for opening day?
Yeah, that's right. You got to be your opening day best. Hugh hasn't buffed his head in a while. He's got the cul-de-sac.
I'm going to let this cul-de-sac grow, man. I'm going to let it grow.
Someone said, I trust Jack's opinion since the Phillies GM said he's a real baseball guy. That is a lie. And then,
that can't be true.
This one right here was my favorite. Fritz needs to either iron his hoodie or throw that in the dryer with a dryer sheet and look less wrinkled.
Yeah, they're starting to call him
crazy.
Yeah, Jackie Wrinkles is his new name because he came in here wrinkled today. Yeah, he said in the hallway he doesn't care about wrinkles.
Well, Tyler, I didn't get that much heat. I would imagine that I got a lot of heat for the darkness. Darkness, everybody, darkness.
Maybe
over
people
here
feel like they don't want to be offensive.
Yeah, I guess
they.
Yeah.
You can say it.
Someone said about you, Hugh. They said Hugh is always chewing. So I don't
is
know.
Is that it? No. Well, you know what?
I don't know what that is true.
It's just
man, I don't know. If
well,
this
we
is
also
a,
found
it's
out.
It's the first day.
Yeah, Hugh's been eating Big League Chew, not just chewing it, but eating it. Yeah. So with that revelation came out.
No, it's not just any Big League Chew. It's the raspberry kind.
It's gum.
It's bubble gum.
It's gum.
But do you even know what flavor you're eating?
No, it's the raspberry. It's raspberry.
I just looked in there. It's all bubblegum.
No, it's this the one.
No.
I saved it. Like Ava got a whole bunch of it, but she gave me the flavor.
You're
one.
Not you're just supposed
you're
to
just
eat it.
Swallowing
I know,
gum.
Man. But it's like I'm oral fixated. I mean, it's the truth. I'm oral fixated, and I try not to swallow it, but it's like I don't, you know, I swallow it sometimes.
Yeah, that drop.
But since y'all didn't told everybody, now I guess I got to start spitting it out. Cause they were like,
well, don't do that on the YouTube. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us? Give us a bold prediction for this Phillies team.
All right, well, my bold prediction, I did some math because we love math on this show.
No,
as I'm just seeing the screen, he's holding up the raspberry Big League Chew. The Phillies play 28 division games in the first half. They play 21 division games in the second half. My bold prediction, you guys, is that the Phillies in the division are going to go 35-14.
Woo!
That's a 7-1-4 winning percentage. Give me the music, Kyle. We got a loose pitch kill Aaron at the door. And they are not on a bearish trend. This is a brand new season. John Tortorella just got in today, which means you can book it. You can book it, yeah, Tortellini. We are going to get a Castellanos moonshot today.
Moonshot. Right,
we embark, gentlemen, in the Delaware Valley in a journey of 26 weeks. 162 games worth of baseball is upon us. This is not the time for negativity.
Ain't the time,
we just went through it, Hugh, with
the
Eagles.
We just went to New Orleans with the
Eagles.
We
were doubted. We were underappreciated.
Underappreciated.
We were not in a position where we thought that team was going to be successful. This Phillies team, this city, is starving for a World Series. They're starving for a baseball championship in the fall. And that mission to bring that trophy back starts today. It starts with the little things. It starts with small ball. It starts with dominant starting pitching every single day from 1 to 5. It means the bullpen guys come in and they lock it down and they steal the deal. This city embodies
the three P's: persistence, pushing, and absolute power.
Wait a minute, what?
This is the time for us as Philadelphians to lock in,
what?
Get behind this team.
Precision?
And
percussion?
Look at... What? On precision? No!
Wait a
this
minute.
Is the time to motivate.
Stop precision. Derailing him.
No, because I'm...
Let him cook.
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah. No, look. In the words of...
Oh.
He loves
it. You ruined it. You ruined it.
He's petering out.
Listen,
yeah.
Yeah.
My bad, Tyler.
We gotta win.
I got to. Because he said persistence and what?
Ring that bell. It's time to win.
Let's go, Tyler! Appreciate it. I'm not sure what he said either with the P's, but that was... He barreled through. He barreled through your nonsense. All right, 215-592-9494. I do. We got Devin coming up next.
Sure.
All your phone calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers a chance to take a swing at $500,000 of bonus bets every day from March 27th to the 30th this Thursday through Sunday. It's all part of the $500,000 daily home run jackpot. All you have to do is use your jackpot profit boost on a player to homer. Uh-oh, I mean, you know that guy usually is when there's something going on. That could be a guy in the Phillies. And if they go yard, not only will you get bigger winnings on your home run bet, but you also get a share of that day's $500,000 jackpot. This season on FanDuel, big wins are on deck. So head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and look for the daily home run jackpot. Make every moment more with FanDuel, your home for betting home runs. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.